Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com. Go there and find his book, Words on the Street, and the other things that he writes. A couple of three columns a week. Is that right, Leo?
Well, one essay to two essays a month and occasional other writings I tend to my class.
So it's very important work that he does, and we're grateful and thankful that he hangs out with us from time to time. Leo, what's on your mind? What when you look out across the landscape, the national global economy, and what are you excited about, and what are you frightened about?
Something to be excited about is the ongoing entrepreneurial effort of many persons on Main Street and across the globe trying to make their lives better, have a better life and a good life. That should be underlined. What concerns me a great deal, and using the American dream as a general guide to it and focusing on equities like the S&P 500, is to what extent does this decline in equities at a time when there are significant cultural conflicts relating to age and economics and family and sex and religion, what does it say about potential for America going forward as a vibrant community? And I'd say that makes me quite concerned.
You're concerned about the middle class. Could I encapsulate all that by saying you're concerned about the middle class in America?
I'm concerned about the middle class with social mobility and the ability to realize the dreams.
And the demographic realities therein, right?
The demographic realities and the challenges they face, and really all of us face, you know, rich, poor, and middle class, to agree and get along as a community. And you see one way of making the community is this emphasis on fun and entertainment and the day-to-day, you know, what you're calling the trader talk, to just move forward. And that's very worrisome. It's not as much about work and responsibility and long-run planning, but more about entertainment. And that's a reason why focusing on equities and some of these cultural conflicts and trade wars and currency wars are worth looking closely at.
Can I stick a concept in the middle of all this? One of the things that I've been observing about, and I've been applying it to the millennials, and I really should apply it to all of us, we're all being fire hosed with content that we seem to be losing our grasp on context. Now, millennials are not interested in context because they don't have time or room for it because there's more content coming in. You and I are older. We know about context, but we may be because of some of the influences of the world we live in, we're losing our grasp on context. And context includes history, it includes ethics, it includes values, it includes things that are important, it includes in institutions. I'm worried that we're losing our grasp on context in America. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. How many Americans nowadays know what happened, let's say, before the Second World War with any great degree of knowledge?
That's right.
I would say it's, as a group, the number as a percentage is smaller than it used to be.
And it's getting worse because millennials care nothing about history. And the reason I know that is I polled them and they've told me that.
Fascinating.
Zero about history.
Well, the future is ours, right? Who needs history?
Well, no, folks, I'm not saying that with any kind of disparaging attitude. It upsets me.
It's scary.
I believe that those who don't know what happened from whence we've come are absolutely doomed to repeat it in the future. And that's what. Go ahead.
And those who don't know history don't really know themselves all that well.
That's right.
Where they're going.
And you asked me a question earlier about this, and I said yes, I am worried about this, and I think this is one of the biggest challenges we have right now is lack of context for America. LeoHaviland.com, folks, is the website. Leo, will you come back?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on your great show.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.